Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
You're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel, and it's Friday. It's after 10, so that means it's time to cruise on into your Boat Smart. Okay, you like that one.
I like that. Cruising on into a great weekend also.
Yes. It's still a little breezy out there, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a little, when it gets a little breezy, the bay gets a little rough, you know, but you can always hang out in the river or what have you.
That's right.
Can find some spots where the wind is breaking a little bit and it won't be so rough, but my gosh, the weather's gonna be perfect as far as everything else goes. So get out there on your boat, that's for sure. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. You can call or text any kind of questions you may have about your boat. Maybe you have an engine problem, or maybe you just want to know about maintenance or repairs. You can call us and or text us at 850-437-1620. You may have a question about my program, the Marine Service Program, over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to try to answer your questions about that as well. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. You can say that twice or 10 times fast. That's hard to do sometimes. Key Marine, your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. Special discounted prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. So check them out on the Facebook as well. They will help you out on all your service or repairs, either at the shop or they can come to you at your location, whether it's at a marina or at your house. They can take care of your boat at those locations also. I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. The phone number 850-941-6200. But I suggest that you go to the website, georgetowncollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. You can get a hold of any instructor, any counselor. You can get a hold of the financial aid area. They will help you with that. So you can get on that chat feature at georgetowncollege.edu. Remember, scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify. VA and Pell Grants are also available. Looks like we got our first text question in here. And let me see what it says here. It says, does Key Marine or Georgetown do any kind of family-friendly classes, or is there a place you recommend? I want to get my grandkids into something this summer. Family-friendly classes. I wonder if they're talking about boating classes or marine repair classes or something like that. I know that as far as the school, we haven't done anything like that recently. I have done some type of a maintenance class that I kind of would go to a place like a fishing club or a boating club and kind of spend an hour or so with boaters and talk about boating safety, and we talk about maintenance and repair, that kind of thing. But as far as family-friendly classes, I'm trying to think if it's boating or is it for repair or maintenance? So maybe you can clarify that. But as far as that kind of thing, I don't know anything that we are doing right now on that. So great question. And hey, that's a great idea, though. I like these texts because it kind of gives you ideas. So thank you for that. I kind of answered it, but I kind of didn't. So I don't know.
No, you're doing great. No.
Boating safety. Okay, we clarify that. Okay, boating safety classes. So let me clarify on the boating safety classes. There are some boating safety places on the web that you can go to. The Florida Fish and Game offers boating safety courses online. So that would be a great place to start. I know that Florida Fish and Game are more than happy to talk to your children and your family about boating safety, because that's one of the number one things that they are always concerned about. So check out their website and see what they have to offer, and I'm sure they're more than happy to help you out as far as that goes. But yeah, that's a great thing to do, and that's something that I may have to try to start doing, is some on the side kind of, you know, boating safety courses, some small courses where I can talk about boating safety and maybe get Key Marine involved with that also. Appreciate that text message, and I hope that answered your question. But check out the Florida Fish and Game website. There's a lot of good information, and also the Coast Guard website as well. So thank you for that. So as we get into our weeks, I try to before I come onto the show, I sit down and I jot things down and I think about what I want to talk about. And to be honest with y'all, I'm hoping I'm getting text messages and calls, because I really love those. That's what I really want when I'm on the show, is I want people to interact with me so I can help them with issues or as far as boating and things like that are concerned, or tell them about the school and that kind of stuff. But what I do is I kind of go back and I look at my week and at school, and I think about highlights and those kind of things. And that's kind of what I bring to the show, highlights. So last week, I think I had mentioned that I wasn't going to be at school on Tuesday. I had something I had to take care of on Tuesday, so I actually had a substitute teacher come in to my class on Tuesday. I had a little time so I could actually schedule a teacher that would allow my students to go into the shop. So on Wednesday, when I came back to class, you never know what to expect when you get back from a day off. You know, you kind of hope that everything's in place and everything's like it should be, so I always do a walkthrough. I go through and I open my room up and I walk through the room and I check everything there, look things over, and I walk through the shop. And I actually, as I walk through the shop area, I noticed that we have a boat there we're working on, and the students were working on rebuilding a power head on a Mercury. And I noticed that the power head was installed on the motor already. And it was not installed when I left on Monday. Then I walked into the shop and I noticed there was a boat that was off a trailer, and the trailer was in front of the boat. And they lifted this boat off the trailer, and they had the boat sitting on the ground safely on some blocks, and they were working on the trailer. And I noticed that the tables were covered and the work benches were clean. And I noticed all these things when I walked through the shop. And a funny thought, come to my mind was, gosh, they don't really need me here.
I doubt that.
Well, I know, and it's a thought process that I have, because this is what I think. Okay, when I have a new student or new students come into my class, they really may not know a lot about anything as far as the marine industry is concerned, or working on boats, taking whatever, the minor stuff, the electrical, to the compression check, to rebuilding engines, those kind of things. And when I walked through the shop on Wednesday, what it did is it reminded me the progress that I am blessed to see my students making in our class, that I get to see this progress of a student that came into my classroom, a few months back, that didn't know how to do a compression check, didn't know how to check spark, didn't know how to replace spark plugs, even gap spark plugs or what have you, those kind of things. And as I walked through my shop, it solidified the fact that my students are learning, because without me there, they were able to move forward and to continue the projects that they were working on. And I just thought that was a good shout out to my students and the progress that they're making, because sometimes you don't see it. If it's like the forest for the trees kind of situation, where you may not see it when you're in there on a daily basis. But last night during What Did You Learn, I told my students, I said, I'll walk to the shop and I'll talk to y'all and I'll see you working on a boat. And one of the things that I say to my students, if I see them working on a boat and they're really doing a great job and they're really, doing what they're supposed to do, and I can see that learning process working with them and, in their mind and their hands, I say, you look like a marine technician. That's what I'll tell them. I'll say, you look like a marine technician. That's what you look like right now. And I don't know. I think that's a good compliment for them and the hard work that they do. So that was what I noticed this week when I went into the shop on Wednesday. And, you know, you have to pay attention to what they're doing and what they're learning, those kind of things. So, you know, it's just good to see that in the shop. So I got another text message in here that says, it looks like my drain plug has some corrosion. Should I replace it myself? Is there anything I can use to keep it from corroding again? Okay. All right. A drain plug. So I'm thinking this may be a stainless steel drain plug. Some boats have stainless steel. Some have brass. Even on the brass plug, sometimes they'll get some greenish tint to it, you know, some type of a corrosion on it. They're fairly easy to replace. They usually have a couple screws that hold them in. The main thing, if you feel like you need to replace that drain plug, is to go ahead. If you're going to replace the entire thing, you'll pull it out of the hull and not just replace the plug, but you're replacing the entire drain plug itself, the fitting that, or the where it goes into the boat. You want to make sure that you use a good sealer, like a 4200 type sealer, and make sure that you and you need to seal it really good, okay? When you do that, so no water gets into the boat or into the transom area. So if you're going to do it yourself, make sure you seal it correctly when you put the new one in. So yeah, you can do it. It's not that hard. Sometimes you got to pry on it a little bit. If it's sealed in with sealer already, one of the techniques that I use, if it has like a 5200 type sealer, which is really it really bonds really well, I'll take a scraper, like a paint scraper, and I'll heat it up with a little torch, a mini torch or something, and then I'll kind of ease it behind that whatever I'm trying to remove from the boat that's sealed to the boat, and break that free from the boat with that hot scraper. That will help you to pull that away from the boat a little easier. Sometimes I have to do that on motors too when there's really somebody's really used a lot of sealant on that. You have to do that. So yeah, you can do it. If it's corroding and you feel like it's going to be a problem, you probably should go ahead and replace it and then figure out why it's corroding. Make sure that it's bonded. A lot of those drain screws aren't bonded to the boat system, to the battery system. So bonding is very important also. So great question. Appreciate that. I hope I answered that for you. So appreciate that very much. All right. So also during the week, this is what I've done this week. Let me put that number out there again. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call or text your questions or comments. We were more than happy to take those calls, questions or comments for sure. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So another thing that this week that we did, or we something that stood out for me was when my students work on boats in the shop. Now, we're only allowed to work on people's boats if they work for the school district or if they're a student. And this person happened to work for the school district. And my students did a major repair. And you remember last week we talked about the steering system and how we bled the system and they installed it. This is that same boat. Well, that boat left on Wednesday afternoon, and the customer came and picked it up, and it was pretty neat. I was able to get in the boat with the customer and actually pretty much did like a customer making the customer familiar with his own boat. He's owned this boat for a long period of time, I believe 10 years, and he really never had anybody go over the boat and the maintenance and things like that with him. So I actually got up in the boat, and I had students standing around me again as I talked with this customer, telling him how to start the engine. Think about that. He's owned it 10 years, and he didn't know how to really start his engine, how to shift it, put it in and out of gear, those kind of things. And we talked to the customer about those things and maintenance and that kind of stuff, and then we hooked him up to his boat, and he took the boat out of there. And he said he was going to go to the water and test run it right after he left the school. So I teach my students to do follow-up phone calls or texts. You know, hey, a lot of people do texting nowadays, right? So they'll text customers or they'll call them and ask how their boat's doing. So this gentleman's boat, he took it to the water, and my students followed up with him, and the text that they got back from this customer was, what pizza do y'all want, and what day do you want it? Because my boat ran great. isn't that good
that
to get
good.
That feedback?
Yes, that's
you
incredible.
Know, it is, and the funny thing about that is one of my students, after he had sent that message, he says, you know, that boat left, and I actually was, not worried, but I thought about that boat. I hope it runs good. I hope it doesn't give that customer any issues, and I hope everything we did was good, you know? And that's the same feeling that so many technicians that really care about working on the boat and the customers, you know, and make sure they take care of their customers. A lot of times, and I do the same thing, that when I repaired a boat, you know you did everything right. You know you did everything you can to correct the problem or do the maintenance and that stuff. But in the back of your mind, you always have this thought that you want to make sure it's correct, and you always have a little bit of worry there that that everything, maybe you didn't catch everything, or maybe there's something else that could go wrong. But when that customer sent that to my students, a sense of pride come about these three students that had worked on that boat, that hey, we fixed this customer's boat and we made them happy. And that's just a good feeling, you know. Get a paycheck and make somebody happy. How about that? Right?
I love
it. All right, looks like we got a call from Floyd here in Pensacola. Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning. I always enjoy listening to your show on Fridays.
Thank you very much.
I got a question. Yeah. I got a Minn Kota trolling motor, and that may not be your purview, but this is a pretty easy question. I took real good care of the electrical when I went out salt water. It's one of those bow-mounted tillers. But the tiller is – yeah, go ahead.
Hey, no, Floyd, you're good. If you could just turn off your radio, then we won't get that feedback.
Oh, my radio is off. My radio is off. You want me to call back?
No, you're good. Keep going.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, my radio is off. Anyway, but I didn't lubricate that tiller where it pulls out. Have you got an idea where that, that hand tiller to free it up so I can pull it out? I can't put an extension on it, but it'd be a lot better if I could pull it out.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about the knob itself, Floyd?
Yeah, well, where you got the hand, and usually you can pull it out and you steer with your hand instead of your foot.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't like using the foot control. Using the foot control in salt water, so I got this bow mount up there, and I got one that I can put on for fresh water. Thing is frozen in the pushed in position. I want to get it pulled out.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Yeah, so you can put some corrosion inhibitor, spray it up in there, and try to work it back and forth a little bit. You can try that. I wouldn't put any heat on it because heat is going to damage that area, but maybe some corrosion inhibitor up in that area, like PB Blaster or something, and try to work it back and forth until it comes out of there. If you can't get it to free up, the only option you have is to replace it.
Yeah, so I know some of those things that have solids, like I never use WD-40 in the boat because it melts plastics.
Right.
So, but I'm going to try the CRC because that's good for electronics, and so I'll try that.
It is. And another thing I recommend, there's something called fluid film. I use it a lot, and you can put it all over your motor and everything. So look that up. It's called fluid film. That works real well. It's environmentally friendly. And that's more of not really breaking corrosion free, but it's more for protecting it against corrosion. So once you break it free with your corrosion inhibitor, come back and use that to keep for continued protection. Fluid film. Check it out, and that'll help you out also. But every manufacturer has their own stuff, Floyd. So whatever works, works.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You try to take care of, like, my regular engine, I always spray AMSOIL inside the cover every year, and that really helps stop the corrosion.
Yeah, if you listen to my show, I always say if it works, keep doing it, you know? So, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Great. Sounded like Floyd was on the water.
Yeah, he did. I was a little jealous.
I know. I'm thinking he's windy, out there on the water, and he's not telling us that. So,
he forgot to invite us. It's okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. We got another question coming in here. Let me see about this one here. It says, I'm replacing my Bennett trim tab pump. Question, do I have to bleed the hydraulic lines, or is it self-bleeding? And if I need to bleed it, how do I do that? You are in luck, because all you have to do is hook those lines up and it will self-bleed. There's no bleeding in that process. You just make sure that you fill it up to the fill line, cycle it through several times and recheck your level, and you should be fine. So you do not have to bleed those Bennett trim tabs. So you're good to go if you hook it up. Make sure you check for leaks, make sure everything's good there, but put your fluid in it, cycle it several times, and recheck it, and then, you know, in a week or two after you run it for a while, check it again just to make sure there was no air, because the air is going to purge back through the pump area. That's where the air is going to purge back out of it. You do not have to bleed it. So, great question. That was an easy one, because I've installed, a bunch of those systems in my lifetime. So appreciate that text message. Thank you very much for that. So, appreciate it. Yeah, good questions and stuff here. The phone number, 850-437-1620, is the number. I got a few minutes here, so if you got a call or text, we'll try to get to it. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I want to mention one more thing, and as we're going through, and hopefully I can get to this. So I had a friend of the family that was a young lady in her mid-20s trying to figure out what she wants to do with her as a career, a lifetime career or something that she's wanting to get into. And she wants to get into law enforcement. So I said, hey, come up to school, come to my classroom. I'm going to walk you over to the law enforcement center myself and get you started on that process. And we walked over there. This was yesterday at 12:30. And I walked this young lady over to law enforcement and went in there and sat with her and got her started getting her set up. And I was talking to Mr. Simmons. He is in charge of the criminal justice portion of our law enforcement program. And he took us into his office and spoke with this young lady and gave her so many options and information that I wanted to talk about that just a little bit, because it's so very important for people to understand what we do at Georgetown Technical College. And for me to sit there, I just sat there and listened to what he was telling this young lady and about law enforcement, about the jail, working at the jail, all these aspects and what paths that she could take. And he starts asking her questions about herself and what she's interested in and stuff. And through this conversation, and gosh, we were in there for 20 minutes or so, through this conversation, he actually helped her to make decisions in her career choice. And by the time we left there, we were filling out paperwork to get her into that law enforcement program. And she's working down that road to a new career in law enforcement. And my point being is, as I listened to Mr. Simmons speak with this young lady, I could tell that he cares so much about his program and what he does over there. And this gentleman has so much background in the law enforcement that he's bringing that with him. And he brings that into that program. So that's a picture of our instructors that we have around Georgetown Technical College. So I just wanted to put that out there. I wanted to thank him for taking his time. And I know he does that with so many people, but we're getting down to the end of the show. So let me go ahead and, thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. I really, really appreciate all these text questions today, and I enjoy doing that. I hope I was able to help somebody on the show today, like we try to help our students in the classroom by learning and helping you to understand boating type repairs and maintenance. So I hope I did that today. And I just want to thank y'all for listening. That means so much to me that you would call or text us and ask us these questions. So we will be back on the air next week. Y'all have a great weekend and be safe.